Okay, let's get into God's Word together. And we've got an overhead which will come up, which will guide us through as well. And so hopefully between that and keep your Bibles open, if you've got them open, or your Bible app as well, as we go through. Now, we've been talking about some of the good and the bad things that have been happening in the year. What we need to know is that no matter what happens, whether good or bad, that we have a God who is with us. He tells us in his word that even in difficult things, God gives us those difficult things so that we can help others. If we've got the overhead up, if I can have that, Matt, if that's possible. Let's see if I can get to it. Okay, that was good and bad things, never mind. So if you can make that bit full screen, I know that people, you'll want to put me on the screen in a moment, so that's great. So some of the good and bad things, God tells us that he gives us these things so that, for a number of reasons. One of the reasons is so that we can comfort one another. Now, I don't know about you, but when you were young, if you fell and hurt yourself, what would you do? Well, probably you'd run to your parents. And they put their arms around you, and they would tell you, not to worry, everything is better. And it's amazing how rapidly you would feel better. And God tells us in his word that he gives us some things like these difficult things to happen so that we can comfort those in all our troubles. We can comfort those with the comfort that we of ourselves have received. So in other words, you can be a blessing to one another. You can go and help one another in those difficulties. We have lots of folk who have difficulties in church at the moment. I forgot to talk about these earlier on, so I'm going to talk about them now. But we're sad to say that Ken Howe, who worshipped a number of years ago, has worshipped elsewhere more recently, but he passed away on the 14th of December. And Josie Moss, who's not been with us for quite some time because of her health, but passed away on Christmas Day as well. And of course, we know others who have passed away from us in recent times. We've had those who've been in hospital over Christmas. Jane is here. I did say to Jane, she didn't need to come out if David needed looking after, but David's been in hospital, has had an operation this very week, and is recovering at home now. Nick Watkins had an operation just before Christmas, and it took a long time for that recovery. We want to continue to pray for him. Don Feltham had his operation cancelled just before Christmas. He's still waiting for that operation. Eileen Hannam is in hospital at the moment, having been taken in. Of course, there's Kathy Keffler and Linda Pullen and Peter Stojanov and others as well. So there's lots of things that happen, and we are given them so we can help one another, so that we can be a comfort for one another. But also, God does these things so he can change us. He tells us that in these things that he makes us, he does a process in us which is on our next overhead. So Matt, if you can put that back up again, it's rather like this. I don't know if you can see what this is. Any ideas? Anybody can think what's going on here? It's gold, that's right. And God tells us that we're like gold. So there you are. You can turn to the person next to you and say that you are gold dust, because you're like gold. But what God does is God refines us. He takes these difficult things and he uses them to get rid of the things which we shouldn't have in our lives, and to make us the people we ought to be. And when gold is heated up like that, you could probably see in the top of it, there's the dross, the rubbish which kind of rises to the top, and that's skimmed off and you're left with pure gold. And that's what God is constantly doing. So what I want to do is to give you three things to encourage you as we come into the new year from this passage. Three things to encourage you. And the first thing I want to encourage you about is your position in the Lord. Three reasons to trust in Jesus. So I'm going to go through these. First is your position in the Lord. Now, I've got something for you. In my hands, I have three chocolate bars. Let me get myself on screen here. There we are. We've got three chocolate bars. Okay. I have a Mars bar, I have a Whisper, and I have a Kit Kat. Which is your favorite? Have a think about this. Which is your favorite now? Okay. We're having a think about this. Okay. So I need to choose somebody. I'm going to choose Daniel, who's right at the middle of the back there. Daniel, I can just about see your eyes above the pews there at the back. Daniel, which one of these is your favorite? Okay, which one would you choose? Kit Kat. Okay, Daniel, this is your Kit Kat. Okay, good. Okay, now, so this is yours. You have chosen it. Now, did you have to do anything to get it? No, I just gave it to you, didn't you? You don't have to do anything to get it at all. And so you've chosen it. I've given it to you. And who is it who bought this Kit Kat? Who do you think? It was me. So I paid the price for this Kit Kat. So important. And there's one other thing I'm going to do. Oh, it's in my bag, but I will do it afterwards. I'm going to put the Kit Kat just there. Okay. Because that's for you. I guarantee that's for you afterwards. Okay. You're definitely, unless you run off too quickly after, this is yours. Okay. This is guaranteed. Now, when we come to this passage that we've been reading here, it says, Paul says, as a prisoner of the Lord, then. And he's going to tell us to do something, but what he starts off with in the original is written a bit differently than this. In the original, he starts with the word, therefore. Therefore, as a prisoner of the Lord, and he's going to tell us to do something. What is the therefore? Therefore. What is the therefore, therefore? Well, he goes back, and he's been telling us all the way through Ephesians about lots of different things. And he's been telling us that, first of all, if you go to Ephesians 1 and verse 4, he tells us that he chose us. He chose us. Now, Daniel, you chose a Kit Kat. You could have had a Mars bar, and you could have had a Whisper. Why did you choose a Kit Kat? Do you know? He's not sure. He's not sure. That's okay. You know something? God chose you. If you love the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, God chose you. Why did he choose you? Because he loves you. But we're not really sure why he should. But he loves us. He loves us. Now, he chose us, and he goes on to say, not only did he choose us, but he said, in love he predestined us for adoption to... That's a lot of long words. In other words, he set us aside. Now, I have set aside this Kit Kat for you, Daniel. That's yours, okay? So it's set aside. He has set us aside. We are his. We belong to him. It's really important to know. Now, we might be here, and it might seem that God seems to be a long way off, but if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you are his. You're set aside for him. So he chose you. He set you aside. He did more than that. He said, to the praise of his glory, in him we have redemption through his blood. In verse 7, in other words, he's paid the price. Daniel, did you have to pay for this Kit Kat? No, he didn't. And you know, we do not have to pay for all the wrong things that we have done, because God loves you so much, he sent his only son to pay the full price for all the things that you have done. So he paid the price for everything. And not only that, he guarantees that we are his. I have promised you, haven't I, Daniel, that you're going to have that? If it was normal times, I would run up and give it to you now, but I'm not allowed to. Okay, you'll have to come and get it later on. But I guarantee it's yours, and he guarantees us our inheritance that is to come in Jesus. And, you know, these amazing things that God does for us all the way through, these amazing things that God does for us, they're incredible. And Paul is saying, because of all those amazing things, therefore, we should be going on to do something. We should be going on to do something. This is our position. Now, one of the most amazing things that he also does for us, and it goes on to tell us in Ephesians, is he puts us in his family. He adopts us as his children. Now, I've got another thing for you to look at right now. We need this on the screen if we can, Matt. That's great. Okay, who is this? Prince William. Very good. Who is this? Okay, which one of us would be allowed into Buckingham Palace without any argument? Come on, you've got the choice. What do you think? With my Irish accent, there might be something of a problem, apart from anything else, in order to getting into the Buckingham Palace. You see, I have no right to be there, but Prince William has a right to be there because he's part of the royal family. The Ephesians goes on to tell us that he's chosen us and he set us aside, and he's paid for us, and he guarantees our place with him, and we're adopted into his family, so we are his children. And so the wonderful thing, even if you don't know what is going to happen in the year ahead, even if you're not sure of all the things which are going to change, you don't know quite how things are going to go, you are in his family if you love the Lord Jesus Christ. You can come to him anytime you want, and he is your father, and you know he is the very best father. He will never let you down, no matter what happens, no matter what difficulties you go through, no matter how bad the situation, he will always be with you, and he guarantees that you will be with him forever. So I want you to get this, first of all, your position. You're chosen, you're paid for, you're set aside, you are adopted into his family, he is your father. What do we have to fear in the year ahead? Nothing. Because we are loved and adopted by God. This is your position. So that's my first thing this morning, your position. The second thing this morning, if we can have that overhead back up again, that's good. I'll get rid of myself from there, is your purpose. Now, he says, at the very first verse, we said it starts with this therefore, okay, therefore. Because of all these things you are, therefore you should do something, okay. Now, I'm going to put another picture on. You've got to guess who this is. Does anybody know who this is? This might only be a minority of you who know this. I recognize it. Who knows who it is? Okay, go on, Anne, tell me. Lewis Hamilton. Who can tell me what Lewis Hamilton is? Go on. Racing driver. But he's a racing driver. In fact, he is the fastest person in the world. He has broke this year the record for the fastest F1 driver ever. He broke this year the record for the number of Formula One races won. He broke this year the record for the number of pole positions in Formula One as well. And he equaled Michael Schumacher's number of world championships. He is the best racing driver there has ever, ever been. He is very, very fast. Now, why is he the best? Well, because he's naturally very fast. People say if you watch him drive, you know, other racing drivers are trying to correct things all the time and are just far too much on the edge. Whereas if you ever see inside when Lewis Hamilton's driving, when he goes around the corners and others are struggling to control the car, he just gently guides the car around the corner like he's driving at 30 miles an hour. If you ever see him, it's quite amazing. Now, I'm a bit of a fan of Formula One, so I'm into these kind of things, so forgive me if I get enthusiastic here. But he is just fast. In fact, he was fast from when he was 8 years old and he started to do karting. He is just fast. He beat everybody all the time in everything he does. That is what he naturally is. Now, imagine if instead of driving like this, he drove like he was in one of these. Okay, who recognizes these? Okay, you can tell your age if you do. This is a 2CV. It's called a 2CV, deux chevaux, 2 horsepower. Now, the Formula One car is about 1,000 horsepower, okay, 2 horsepower, you get the idea, okay, they do not go very fast. Now, imagine if Lewis Hamilton, with all that speed, drove the slowest he possibly could. You would go, what do you think you're doing? This is really silly. You've got all that speed and you're not using it. You've got the very best car, not that one, you've got the very best car, and you're not driving fast, you're not winning every race. You see, Lewis Hamilton is fast, and so people expect him to win every race. And what Paul is saying, he says, therefore, because you've been chosen, you've been paid for, you've been adopted into his family, you've been guaranteed heaven to come, because God's Spirit lives in you, because of all this, he says, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. In other words, that's quite a long way of saying it. I'm going to put a shorter way of saying it up here. And this is probably more accurate to what was in the original. Walk worthy. Now, this is interesting because, you know, if you run, you have to really work at it, don't you? But if you walk, you just kind of walk. Okay? It's what you do. We all walk, don't we? We all walk. It's what you do. So it's doing what you do And what does it mean worthy? Worthy is doing what you do, what you're expected or to be able to do. For Lewis Hamilton, it would be unworthy of him not to use the gifts that he has been given, wouldn't it? So he walks worthy by being fast. What are we supposed to do? Well, if God has done all these things for us, what he wants us to do is every single day to just be who you should be. If you know the Lord Jesus Christ, you are called what? Does anybody know what you're called? It begins with C, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. You're called a Christian. Very easy. That's Christ in. Okay? So if God lives in you, who should you look like? You should look like Christ. You should look like Jesus, shouldn't you? And in fact, it actually tells us in the very next verse. It says there, be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Who was completely humble and gentle? Go on, someone tell me the answer. Jesus, that's right. It's the answer you always get right in church, isn't it? Jesus. And so what are we supposed to do? Well, what God has done for us is he has taken us into his family. He has paid the whole price. He's chosen us and he's put his Spirit within us so that we can be like Jesus. And what does he want us to be this year? He wants you to be like Jesus. This is very easy, isn't it? He wants you to be like Jesus. All he wants you to do is to stop saying no to being like Jesus. You see, because we have a new nature in us, he puts his Spirit in us, he changes us so that we can be like Jesus. What does he want for you this year? He wants you to be like Jesus. It's easy, isn't it? And he puts his Spirit in you to enable you to do that. So we've seen our position as we go into 2021. We're in Christ. We've seen our purpose. We're to be like Jesus, to stop saying no. Yes, Jesus, I want you to have your way in me so that I shine like you want. The last thing that we've got from this verse, the last thing to help us in 2021 is not just our purpose, but our provision. Our provision. You see, he tells us in verse 2, as we've already seen, of this chapter, he says, to be completely humble and gentle, be patient and bearing one another in love. And we said, who is that like? That's like Jesus. Where do we see what Jesus looks like? We see it in the Bible, don't we? That's why we get into God's Word. That's why we've been talking about reading your Bible every single day. So get into God's Word. Read your Bible every day. If you're one of the boys and girls here, get your mum and dad to read you a Bible story every way. Find out what Jesus is like because God has given his Word so that we can see more about Jesus. But there's something else it talks about in this passage as well. It says, there is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who's over all and through all and in all. It starts off with one body, and it says that this one body is a picture of God, of who God is. Now, what's it talking about? Well, I want you to have a look around you, okay, at these strange faces who are also here. If you're at home, you can't do this, I'm sorry, but if we pan out a little bit, can we pan out a little bit? We will see. Yeah, look at that. It was a little bit. Okay, you can see a few people. You can't see all the people in the balcony here. You can't see the people at the back. That's okay. You can see a few people here. These strange people, you have been given. They are a gift of God to you. We're meant to be church together because we are the ones who are meant to help one another in the year ahead. To help one another to be what we really are, to be Christians, to show Christ in our lives, to help one another to remember all that he has done for us, even in those difficult times, to help each other as we go through those difficult times. We're going to think more about that next week, of what it means to be part of the body of Jesus together. But church is so important, and so as we come into the new year and we have opportunity to meet together, that's brilliant. Meet together. As we have opportunity to join on Zoom, that's brilliant. Join on Zoom. If you have opportunity to be part of a small group or children, to be part of your children's work or youth work, get stuck in, because it's by that God has given these things so that together we can be what he wants us to be, what we're supposed to be as Christians. We can look like Jesus together. You know, what has God done for us for 2021 as we come into this new year? Sorry, I just need my last overhead up. So he provides, this is an earlier overhead. So he provides our passion, Jesus, and he provides our people. What has he done for us? He has provided for us in Jesus all that we need. He's made provision for us, hasn't he? All that we need in the body of God's people and in the example of Jesus. He's given us purpose to be like Jesus. And at the very start, he's made us his own. He loves us and he's part of his family. Daniel, I want to remind you, you've got a Kit Kat here. That's yours, guaranteed. I want to remind you, brothers and sisters in Christ, that we are Jesus's. Guaranteed, and he is with us no matter what we face, no matter what we come across in the year ahead. 2021, we don't know quite what we're going to face, but remember your position in Jesus. Remember your purpose in Jesus, and remember his provision for you. We're going to just listen to, but you can sing along to under your mask, "O Church Arise," where it just encourages us to be the people of God that he wants us to be in 2021.